Did you guys say, so you said Russell Wilson's boxing?
Apparently, somebody, Donnie told me he was working out with Freddie Roach, Pacquiao's old trainer.
For what? For what reason?
I'm assuming cardio, usually. And, like, you know what he probably would say? Like, Russ would get very in-depth on it. He'd probably say cardio and quick twitch.
Man, that's a big difference from Roethlisberger's off-season workout plan of light beer, yoga.
Ben also boxed. He went to like a carnival and did one of those how hard can you punch things.
He went to he boxed. He got a boxed lunch from the golf course at the turn. That was Ben's box. He got a turkey sandwich with a bag of chips in there. That was his boxing. I love you, Ben, but still. Remember Ryan Burr came on and said he was in the greatest shape
Ryan
of his
Burr
life, had lost so
had
much weight
more
that the Steelers
strict,
were
yes,
worried that he had
yes,
gotten too skinny.
He also said,
I love Ryan, but that was just hilarious.
He also said he was on a stricter diet than TB12. And Donnie, were you producing us at this point? I don't think you were.
It was right around that time.
So,
do you remember him saying those things?
Yes, I do remember all that stuff.
He was being, like, because it sounds funny, and if he was saying it sarcastically, it would have been one thing, but he was dead serious. That's as mad as I've ever gotten at an interview guest.
And
he and I were shouting at each other.
Ryan is so connected in the golf world that he gets scoops sometimes. He had that story on the Patriots that there was a falling out between Belichick and Brady's trainer before anybody else.
Yeah. Which he would have gotten from what? Like, which one of them golf?
Somewhere in the golf circles, the golf community.
That big golf community.
Well, a lot of business gets done on the golf course, Melzy. You know that.
I did know that. And for how much I golf, you'd think I'd be better at doing business. Did you see the dude who qualified for Rocket Mortgage and did three? So the story was the guy's like a Golf Galaxy employee who's trying to be a pro. He shot a 65 at this qualifier, then had to sweat it out and wait. He was so nervous during the waiting period to see if his score would hold up that he chugged three beers, found out he had to go back on the course for a five players for four spots qualifier. The thing went eight holes long, Pony. He had to keep making shots and putts to stay in this thing, and then he won it. So some random dude who works at a Golf Galaxy somewhere is going to be playing in a PGA Tour event.
And if he finishes, if he makes the cut, will he get the money?
I think he is like technically a professional golfer, so yes. I think he is. How does the PGA Tour, by the way, quickly screw that up? Kevin Kisner, who's known as a pretty good player, not a guy who contends that much anymore.
Okay.
But who also is like a very good time and is like he's done like the Barstool golf stuff at Old Stonewall where he played hungover and shot 64, that kind of thing. He basically begged to be paired with this guy so they'd have fun together. The guy would probably not be as nervous.
Is Daly playing in this event?
No. No. Kisner's the closest thing to Daly. He's way skinnier. He just likes to have a good time. PGA Tour. No, we don't care. We're just putting him with random people.